Good evening, people of the Most High God. Welcome to Kit Kat Moments, Revelations of Life. Your decisions determine your destiny, not your circumstances. Thank you for joining us this evening as we meditate on the Most High God. So many times we find ourselves in a place where we're not sure of what God is saying to us. So many times we think we know what God is saying, and in reality, we don't even have a clue. And even sometimes we speak as if we are speaking in words of wisdom. But that's not what God is saying. There are three voices that we hear when we say that we may be hearing from the Word of God. It's our flesh sometimes. Sometimes we want to hear a certain thing, and so we meditate on it day and night, and then we hear. And when we hear, we think it's God. And then, of course, the enemy is roaming to and fro day and night and speaking. Because the battlefield is the battlefield of the mind. And when he speaks a thing, we know that we've heard God. Or at least we think that we've heard God. And then it's the voice of the Most High God, a call, a whisper, a word that we hear. And we know in our heart of hearts that it is Yehovah, the God that we serve. And we have to be able to discern the difference. So this evening, as I sit on my porch and I meditate on what God has said to me, and I meditate on how often I've misinterpreted the dreams that he's given me as I sleep on my bed, as I slumber. And then I realize something. I realize that Jehovah is speaking both day and night. He's speaking 24/7. And if we listen attentively to what he is saying to us, that we can discern. It may be in a dream. It may be in a vision. And I find that visions come true. And it may be in a dream that we have to interpret it. So we have to know the scriptures and what the scriptural meaning of the symbolisms that he shows us in our dream. And then, of course, the enemy roams to and fro, so we got to know that he speaks. And oftentimes I tell folks that there is a thin line between the prophetic and the witch. And sometimes even with our good intentions, we misinterpret what God is saying to. Or we come across someone that think they're speaking life into our situations. And I call that friendly fire. It comes from the fact that I'm an army. I don't want to say brat because I didn't grow up in the military. But I learned as I entered the military at the age of 33. I learned that so it is in the natural, it is in the spirit. And so there's friendly fire. I have a desire for you to hear the Most High God, but my hearing is defective. And when my hearing is defective, I speak words that are not in accordance with what Jehovah is saying. But in my heart of hearts, I believe that it's so. So I speak it to you. And if you are not with a discerning spirit enough to understand when God is speaking and that you know his voice because he is your shepherd and another's voice you shall not follow. You follow that path and it's a dead end. But that person had good intentions. They love you with the love of Christ. But they did not truly hear what God was saying. And then it's the enemy. He speaks just like Jehovah both day and night, 24/7. And his desire is to get you off course, to get you in a place that you're not hearing God and that you're not following his instructions. And then once again, you're off course. But when you know that you know, when that you know that you've heard God, and there is no doubt in your mind because you have gotten crystal clear downloads from the throne room. That's the time when you stand flat-footed and you declare and decree that this is what God has said and I will follow this path. So in this season of awakening, in this season of understanding what Jehovah is saying to his people, because we are watchmen on the wall. We stand on the rampart to see and hear, but to see what Jehovah is saying to his people. So as we stand in his presence, as we understand what he is saying, and we know in our heart of hearts that we are watchmen on the wall. That when God says a thing, when Jehovah says a thing, and we do not warn his people, their souls are required of us. So as we stand on this Shabbat, understanding what we have been called to do, and not wavering in our understanding, for we are fully persuaded. We speak life, because life and death is in the power of our tongue. So on this Shabbat, as we crawl up out of the rat race of life, as we find comfort in Jehovah's arms, as we drink from the cup of understanding to seek out the mysteries that he has hidden for his people. We surrender. We pledge our allegiance to a holy God that can do anything but fail. I pray that I've said something that will ignite a fire in you to go panting after him like the deer panted after the water. That we would be like a well-watered garden planted by the rivers of living water. That our roots would grow deep in the understanding of who our holy God is. That our branches will be strong, our leaves will never wither, and we produce good fruit. It's in Yeshua's matchless name that we pray. About your love. Shabbat Shalom, people of the Most High God. Thank you for listening to our podcast. I'm Khadijah, host of Kick Out Moments, Revelations of Life. Your decisions determine your destiny, not your circumstances. I would like to take this opportunity to speak the Aaronic blessing over your life. It's the blessing that Jehovah gave Moses to Aaron to speak over his people. In Numbers 6, 24 through 26, you know it as, may the Lord bless and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you, and may he keep you in special and perfect peace. I will speak it in the original Hebraic language. Yavaraha ka Yehovah v'yishmareka. Ye'el Yehovah panav elaka vihuneka. Isa Yehovah panav elaka v'yasem laka shalom. You have a God fantastic rest of your week. I love you with the love of Yehovah. There's nothing that you can do about it. And you have a God fantastic rest of your week. Shalom.